This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Welcome to another episode of Solano Moms Building Community Podcast. Today, we will get to meet Ms. Solano County and Ms. Vacaville, two incredible leaders and passionate community advocates who are ready to inspire, empower, and connect with you. With their unique experiences, dedication to the community, and a deep commitment to making a difference, they're bringing fresh perspective and meaningful conversations to the next generation. These women will be the next generation's host for our new podcast, Tomorrow's Table Podcast. In this podcast, they will be tackling real-life challenges to celebrating the victories that shape us. These hosts are here to guide us and uplift the next generation. Let's hear their story. It's a pleasure having both of you, Ms. Solano County and Ms. Vacaville. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, I'm very excited, and I'm excited to share your expertise with our listeners. So before we start, I would like to ask both of you by sharing a little bit about yourselves, your names, and how you became Miss Solano County and Miss Vacaville.
Hi, my name is Polkum Tanped. I'm your current 2024 Miss Solano County, and my platform is autism awareness and senior care. I came about running for the pageant because my daughter, who's on the spectrum, she's 18, and she competed and got Miss Ambassador.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I was like, you amazing. Know, I'm going to compete too. So we're both reigning together right now.
Oh, how amazing so is that, mom out. And daughter?
Yeah, it's like yes. Mom and daughter.
And it's like bonding. A bonding thing.
Yes. So it's awesome. We're out in the community. We're meeting new people.
Yeah,
she loves it. She loves being on front of the stage.
Oh, really? She wants to be the star.
Oh, yes. She'll hold the microphone for me.
Oh, really?
Yes.
She's like, Mom, it's mine.
It's mine. Yeah. But she can't really talk, so she's limited in speech. So all her wording, we teach her. So it's
oh,
scripted.
Really?
Yeah, we tell her what to say. Like,
so does she write it for you? Like, how does
no,
it go?
No, she can't do that also, but we just tell her what to say.
How do you know, like, what does she want to say? How can you communicate, like, at home? If she needs something, how do you communicate?
She can tell you what she wants.
Okay.
So she's good at that. But as far as like talking in sentences.
Public, okay.
No, even just regular sentences, she can't do that. But she could do like 2-3 word phrases.
Oh, I yeah. see.
So
okay.
So you just learn how to communicate through picture icons, sign language, just simple hand gesture pointing.
Wow, that's interesting. I mean, I'm sure it's cool for you also learning something new with her. Like it's like your little thing with her that you're learning.
Yeah, I mean, I've been doing it for 18 years and until today, I still have a lot to learn.
Yes. Yeah, actually,
it's so much to learn.
Yes. I don't know if you listened to last week, so it was Krista Poe.
Yeah.
Like just talking to her and the special needs families, it's a lot of learning and it's continually every day working for it. I give you a lot of credit and respect.
Yes, a lot, but it's worth it though. Because of her, she is my inspiration to do what I do.
Yes, yeah. I see you actually. How I met both of these ladies was at NAMI Walk. It was in the lagoon. Both of them had come and I was with Hazel Bright and Patty Phillips, and then they introduced me to these amazing women, and I was so inspired by both of them because Like you said, you're a mom, you have your special needs daughter. However, you are there present and you're supporting mental health, and you, Amaya, too. Sorry, we haven't even got to Amaya's introduction. Go ahead.
Hello, my name is Amaya Jasmine Martinez, and I am your current Miss Vacaville 2024. And my platform is mental health awareness in our adolescents, to seek help and to give more resources and to know that you're not alone and there's always support.
That's great. Mm-hmm. And as a 21-year-old, you're 21, right?
Yes.
Yes. And mental health is very, at that age, they don't talk about it. You want to be the cool 21-year-old. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no mental illness. Everything is perfect. We have all gone through it.
Right. Yes.
And then, so what has driven your passion to break the stigmas around mental health? And how are you advocating it?
I've been advocating with younger teens and working with NAMI. At their walk, I told a little bit about my story about mental health, and I think through my story I would love to show people that even through everything that I've succumbed to, you know, there's always success on the other side, and there's always people that love you and support you to be able to push you through and to say you are loved, I love you.
Yes, fully agree, because I think that's what it is. At a younger age, you don't know the value of just support worth, how much it means.
It's so important to have that support.
Yes, that it's, like you said, Amaya, I love you, I'm here for you. That even at this age, when my husband, my family tell me I love you, you're like, oh, life is okay, because there's so many obstacles in life nowadays. There's so many sad news you see on the news outside, but that love worth, it uplifts us.
Yes, just a simple word is just saying, like, it's okay, I understand.
Simple
I'm here
gestures,
to listen.
Yes.
Or just give him a hug and say everything's going to be okay.
Yes.
I love giving
those
hugs.
Simple words.
Yes, I'm a hugger too. Sometimes I think people are running away from me. They're like, what is wrong with
those simple words just makes everything just feels better, you know?
Yes.
And not to be judged, just to be accepted.
Yes, and I think this day and age, a lot of younger teens are so quick to judge people on mental health. And I just like...
And it's so... Mental health is like so...
You know, I read somewhere, I think it was in NAMI, it said there is no health without mental health. And I agree so much, because the day you wake up, when you're down and your emotions are all over, there is no health. You're not making the right decisions. But when your mental health is okay, you can make the right decisions.
Yeah.
I'm glad, like, all of us talking with NAMI and all these mental health resources, that it's bringing that awareness, because especially mine, I don't know about yours, but when I was growing up, mental health was not the top thing.
No, it wasn't.
Yes.
No.
And people, like, look down.
They look down and they make fun of you.
Yes. Like, why are you talking about your feelings? It's like, what? If I tell my son now, why are you talking about your feelings? I would be like, oh my God, that's the worst thing. I need him to talk to me about his feelings, because if I didn't know what was going on, how can I help him?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Well, we're going to go to the next questions for you, Miss Solano County. What does the role mean to you? How do you use your platform to advocate for autism and senior care? Because that is your platform, right?
That's correct. So as Miss Solano County, we're the face of the Solano County, right? We're here to represent and lead, set examples for the community, teach younger generations so they can continue teach our younger kids, teach everyone, even our family, friends, everyone. We're here to set an example, be a role model.
Yeah, exactly.
So for me to be able to do that, it's amazing how I'm able to go out, get involved in the community, talk about my platform, talk about autism awareness, be involved more in the community, even with the elderly care, because I also take care of my father, who's a senior, who has Alzheimer's currently too.
Wow.
So, you know, he requires a lot of attention too.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. So being there for my family because they need it, being there for other families that I take care of that.
Yes.
They need me.
Yes.
And when they see me, they look forward to it. It brightens their day.
Yes.
It's an amazing feeling.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I think a lot of times when you think of donating or doing something, most people think, well, I don't have enough money to donate. But what I learned in life is it has nothing to do with money. It's about volunteering your time.
Yes.
And when you volunteer and take that time and give back.
Setting an example.
Yes. You already are changing the tone, the vibe.
Yes. The energy that you put out.
Yes.
Those are all like amazing things. I have people come up to me and say, thank you for just listening and just, we really appreciate the stuff that you're telling me about your experience and what I went through with my family and my daughter. And then I kind of tell people about it and they're like, oh my God, it's nice to hear that. I'm not alone. It's just, yes, not just me that's going, yes, through this. You've been through it, but then you're still out here and you're still doing stuff. Yes. I go, we have to keep going. It's okay to take a break. It's okay to rest. It's okay to cry. It's, yes, okay to vent.
We're human. We, yeah, know each other's struggle. Yes. But at times people are afraid of sharing it because they don't want to be judged. But once you share your struggle with the other person, I'm just like you, then you get this connection and bond, and together you can, yeah, make a big difference for the next generation. Yes. And our goal is our next generation.
Yeah,
because
so I want to teach also my children, my boys, the, I have a 10 and 8-year-old also, how to take care of grandpa or just seniors, yes, and elderly care, the newer generation, because one day I'm going to be old. Dad's, yes, my husband's going to be old. We're all going to need the care.
Yes.
And when you teach them at such a young age and they're seeing this, you're setting a role model for them. And so they're going to be like, oh, mom did this. Oh, mom did that. I'm going to do the same thing too.
Yes.
So they won't be like, ew. Like, they're going to be like, no, this is normal. This,
yeah,
is normal for,
yes,
me.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. You don't need to, like, sometimes they say your actions will be a great example for them.
Yes.
So your actions, taking care of your father and grandfather, it's making, yeah, them see, oh wow, mom did it. They don't have to be even instructed to do that for you,
it's,
and your,
like,
husband.
It's just like automatically.
Yes.
Like, okay, we're just, this is what we do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I love that because that's how we are. It's very much for me, I would like my boys to know that family is the foundation of everything.
Yes, family is so important to,
yes,
me. If they're everything, we started off with our parents. Without,
yes,
our parents, we wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we want to teach our children the same way too. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Amaya, what's your experience with your family? How many siblings do you have?
I have a couple siblings on my dad's side, but I have a half-sister who is 7 years old, and she is a handful.
Oh, really? Seven? Yeah. Oh, I have a 9-year-old and five. They're a handful.
I call her sassy.
Oh,
yeah.
There
my
you go.
My sister is sassy. She will tell you the business. She's so good at gymnastics. Like, she'll just do cartwheels, flips, tricks, everything. At my birthday party, she hosted, and she hosted a little magic show, and she hosted, mm-hmm, a little gymnastics show and everything, and it was amazing. I loved
it. Wow, it seems like you both have a star in your house, your daughter and your sister.
My sister.
Okay, and that already shows that your leadership and how you're involved with the community is getting them to be very outspoken. It takes a lot to be a public speaker.
Yeah.
And for them to already be there, you're doing something right.
Mm-hmm.
What would you think is the best for community to be involved, bringing awareness for autism, mm-hmm, and senior care? What do you think we can do better?
For sure, you know, the podcast, for sure, this is perfect. Social media is another one. Just being out in the community, talking to people. When there's like events, because I'm part of the PEP, Parents Empowering Parents group.
What is that actually?
So it's all of our children are special needs, some type of form. Either it's Down syndrome, intellectual disability, autism. It's all type. We
okay.
are all parents that have children on the spectrum or special needs or anything. And then so we're a support group. We're like, I think, over 500 members right
wow.
now.
Wow. So do you meet each other or
yes,
is it Zoom?
So
how does it go?
We have a support group. We meet every Wednesday. If you're able to attend, every Wednesday at One Lake at 9:00 in the morning, usually after we drop the kids
One
off.
Lake in Fairfield, right?
Yeah, One Lake
okay.
in Fairfield. And then there's also on Thursday, Journey Coffee, Thursday morning at 9:00 in downtown. We meet all the way in the back.
Oh, okay.
And then we also have our Facebook and our Facebook page too.
Would you tell them the Facebook, the listeners that are interested?
Facebook page is called PEP, P-E-P. It's Parents Empowering Parents. So you would have to be in either invited to get in, or you would have to ask a few questions if you want to join our group.
Okay, that's great. Listeners, if
yeah.
you need that, you just go there. And
so
also, you have your own, do you have a website where they can ask you questions if they have?
Well, we do a lot of communication through our private Facebook page.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and then so we do that. I mean, we're constantly doing play dates when
oh,
the kids
that's
are in
nice.
Summer. We do parents outing because sometimes our parents, we get burnout too. So.
Yes, I have actually a friend of mine, which she was saying that
we're
she
like
gets...
We're like a family, so we try to like do stuff together. Like we had a holiday party.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's
so it's
nice.
Really nice. Everyone just comes together, all the parents. And it's...
And I'm sure you share your stories of wins,
yes, we
struggles.
Do. We're always talking about our children. Sometimes I'm like, Okay.
You're like, well, we came here not to. Yeah. But that's what happens. Even like anywhere you go with your family, you are like, I'm going somewhere else, but you're still talking about your children.
Yes, we're all talking about children.
Amaya, what do you think we can do about mental health, especially for a younger generation? What resources would you like to see when you were younger that we didn't have it and that could help now our teenager resources?
I think going into the teen years.
Middle school
will hit you hard. I remember going after elementary, going into middle school, everybody was different. Everybody was talking all...
Getting bullied.
Yes,
I think it's because of the hormones at that time. It's like...
Yeah. No, I don't know. I started experiencing my mental health during middle school and going into high school, meeting a lot of stuff.
Sixth grade?
Through
okay.
Social media and bullying, it's horrible to just get down on yourself. It's horrible to be in that headspace. I think for resources, go talk to us, counselors at your school, you know, a friend. Even if you think they won't understand, just being able to talk to somebody for that support system to be like, you know what, I'm here to listen. Yes. I'm here to support you on the sidelines, even though it's not a lot. Just saying it and getting it off your chest, I think
so
it's a lot.
So having like a support group, that would be good. We have Parents Empowering Parents.
Yeah.
But at a young age where you said sixth grade, right? Mm-hmm. I have my son who is third grade. And I see by sixth grade, they're so young. I'm thinking as a strategy, how can you empower them to come ask for help? Because I think that's where the problem is too, right? I read a lot of stories where kids are bullied, but they're not empowered to even come talk to their parents. What do you think the strategy would be? Maybe we can help.
Yeah, that's for sure. It starts off at home.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
Just having a heart-to-heart conversation with our kid, having an open relationship with them, letting them know, like, we love them, everything's going to be okay.
Yes, I agree.
You know, I'm here to listen. Mm-hmm. I'm always going to be here for you.
Yes.
Just let me know so that way I can help.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then kids get intimidated, especially if they don't like to tell their parents.
Yes.
They shut down. So That's the thing that I'm still learning how to do too.
Yes. With my sons, the 9-year-old is pretty good. He comes, tells me everything.
Yeah, however, my 5-year-old,
it's their personality too. Sometimes I worry, is he going to tell me? But what I learned is actually in Solano Moms, they put an emotions video. After him watching that, now he tells me. So I think it's important to show them videos at that age or books that talks about emotion and expressing it, making it normalized to come tell us. And I hope everybody also, they teach their kids to be compassionate and not I think just bullying should be something that it should be negatively looked at. It used to be like, oh, you're a macho of the school. It used to be the popular kid bullying everyone. And I hope now it becomes that the popular kid is the one that thinks of mental health, the one that helps people.
Yeah.
There's so many resources out there. There's a lot of websites and...
Yeah, social media does play such a big role.
But social media can be bad too.
Yeah, yes.
It can be bad.
When I was younger, Facebook was a means of everybody ganging up against the next girl or the next boy. That's the social media I don't want my kids.
Yeah.
Because it's not healthy. If something is helping you in your career or education, I'm for it. So Amaya, since you're 21, did social media help you or not? What did you experience in social media?
I think being exposed to social media at such a young age is kind of scary because you don't know.
You don't know what's out there.
Yeah. My sister, she has an iPad. There's parental controls on there. She cannot access like Safari or anything like that. She can only look up, you know, Bluey and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
I think that there's a stigma to social media being like, oh, you're on that phone all the time. That's what you're saying. But no, I think it's just like some kids use it as like an escape to kind of get away and be like, oh, this is my safe space.
Sometimes social media is like good too because
I think it's good and bad.
Yes, I agree.
Update on family.
Yes,
how everyone's seen, you know, everyone lives so far.
Exactly.
So it's a good thing.
It's a good thing. It's just I feel like educating your kid on the dangers of social media.
Yes. But that's how we get like updated on a lot of stuff is through social media.
Yes. I mean, look at us. Instagram is our podcast.
Yeah.
Our podcast is on Spotify, Instagram, which we are, you know, it's good resources. But I think educating your kid on the right social media and the wrong. And of course, anything that you already know, like Facebook, we know a lot of times at least I hear it was bullying. So yes, I would not let my kid have Facebook. Yeah. And I don't know what other social medias are now for teenagers.
Snapchat and like other Twitter. Twitter and all that.
Are they the same? Like, is there bullying in that? I mean, I don't know.
I don't go on Twitter that often, but I do see some sorts of bullying on there and stuff. But I just tell kids don't go on, like, you know, you can have Instagram and Snapchat. I think that's fine, but like, I don't want you to have Facebook or anything else. I think you can put parental controls on Instagram and Snapchat.
Have a few friends that are like family members.
Yeah, family members, some close friends at school.
Like, yeah, so that way they can keep updated on what's going on with family, post their pictures.
Yes, because there's so much pressures also with the young. There's pressure of you being the cool kid and you should have social media.
Yeah.
And I think when majority of the population comes to it, no, I'm not going to have social media in a harmful way to others, then I think kids are going to learn from that. And I think it comes a lot to parents again. Mm-hmm. What other organizations do you know, any of you, that help mental health and in yours, autism and awareness for elderly?
Yeah. What organizations do we have?
Yeah, so the listeners could have resources that they would know.
Solano, NAMI.
There's a lot. There's a list. There's a list of like Crestwood and Caminar for the mental health.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you guys can always email me and we'll post it for the listeners. Do you know any place for elderly care where they have best resources and events and planning?
Senior center is where I normally take my patients there.
Okay, and then do they have any events?
So I normally go to family homes that are our patients.
Okay.
But there's some facilities that we can get in contact with.
Okay.
There's a few facility in Paradise Valley, and there's some in Rancho Solano.
Okay.
There's a few in Napa.
Looking ahead, what changes or initiatives would you like to bring to Solano County to better serve families, seniors, and youth in these critical areas? Each one of you could go ahead and say what you would like.
I would love to just be able to give more resources and support to younger kids. I would love to go into schools and health classes to tell my story and say, you know, through everything I've been through, I believe that you can persevere. And I'm here for that support, and I'm here to tell you that you are not alone. And there are just more resources. There's more people to talk to. There's always support to never, like, be negative and look down on yourself. I would love to engage more with the youth in schools, and I would love to tell more about it in my community.
I like that, because I agree with you. When you're younger, you feel like you're, I guess if you put it in analogy, you feel like the whole book is then. But being a teenager is just a chapter of your life, and letting them know that this chapter, whether it's hard or good, you will go to the next chapter, and don't end it there. Don't make all the defining decisions then. There's more to your book.
Same
thing like with me. It's the same, similar to Amaya, but ours is more like having a support group. Most of our parents are very active. We have a lot of resources that parents can get on the social media, and then we have a website too, so I'll send everything to you.
Perfect. That'll be very resourceful for the parents.
Just letting parents know when your child gets diagnosed with autism that you're not alone. We all been through this. At one point I felt alone, like, what am I supposed to do? How am I supposed to teach her, or how am I supposed to get help? Because my child cannot talk and do the same thing like a typical 5-year-old can do.
Yeah.
And then when you meet these parents and they're in the same boat as you, it's kind of like, oh my God, you finally...
You found your support group.
Yeah, you found someone that actually understands. Yeah. And we are all there to support each other. Listen, and then someone might know something that you don't know. And then we all like try to guide each other like, oh, hey, try this. Or hey, try this. Go here. Or there's Matrix also. That's a really good resource too.
Matrix?
Yeah.
Okay, is it like matrix.com or is it just Google Matrix?
I'll send you the link for that one too. Yeah. I'll get the information all for you.
That's great. Before I let you both go, how can us and the community help you in both of your causes? What events do you have coming and how can they help?
I think if parents be more open-minded about mental health, not to have that stigma of, oh, you're in your room all day, oh, you're on your phone all day, that's why you're sad. I think being able to just be more informed on mental health and seeing
the... resources for parents too.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's how it can help your platform if the parents and the community is more understanding and aware and getting informed about the mental health than judging. I think that's where we're.
Yeah,
what's yours, Pokem? What do you think? How they can help your platform?
Well, in March, Amaya and I will be competing for Miss California International.
Wow, congrats. I will be showing up. When is it?
In March.
We don't know the exact details.
Okay.
So we plan to bring our platform
that.
And instead of just a community, we plan to make it international.
Yes, because... local to international, now you have more population to be aware. How amazing is that, that we get more of our population aware of your platform and Amaya's platform? You're already bringing a change. That's great what you two are doing.
I think this is the first step to break the stigma of mental health, to make a change in our community first, and then from there going an international level and saying, this is what I've done so far in my community. I would love to bring that to an international level.
That's amazing. Yes. Actually, I'm very impressed and inspired by both of you. Thank you both, ladies. And Solano Moms, thank you for listening. Till then, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.